Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This is Alvin A. Craig speaking, inviting you to stay with us. This service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. When you find Christ, you have found the way. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of presenting your gospel on this broadcast today. We're thankful for your love that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior, to be our Redeemer. And we're thankful that we can tell the world of him and of his love and of his sacrifice. So may you bless this broadcast and may you bless our precious congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Rules to Live By. And our text of scripture is found in Psalm 119, verses 57 through 64. Thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. I made haste, and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wickedness have robbed me, but I have not forsaken thy law, forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. We find there are many rules as we journey through life, and we have to obey those rules if we're going to be what we should be. But I want to speak today on rules that Christ has given us to live by. And we notice here in the first verse of our text, 57, where the psalmist said that he was resolved, he was determined that he would keep God's word. We must be determined if we are going to keep the word of God, for there is a Satan in the world, and that word Satan means adversary. Yes, the devil, Satan, is an adversary to God and to everything that is godly. He opposes not only the Christians, of course, but he is certainly no friend of the sinners either. So if we are going to obey the rules of Christ, if we're going to obey the word of God, then we must be determined. We cannot be wishy-washy. We cannot be half-hearted. We cannot be lukewarm about it. We have to have a determination that will not be denied. And when we have this determination to do what is right, we have a helper. The Almighty God has promised to be with us, never to leave us nor forsake us. And the scriptures teach us, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Now I'd like for you to notice a scripture where Jesus said, Matthew 7 and 21, where Jesus said, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Talking about rules to live by. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So James said in 1:22, and we read in Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Now, number two, in regard to rules to live by, let us notice verse 58. I entreat thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. So we gather from this verse of scripture the thought that we must keep in touch with God. I entreat thy favor. We need to pray daily. You know, Daniel gave us a good example. He prayed three times a day, And Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we need to pray daily if we're going to keep in touch with God. And rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. So Paul said in his letter to the Romans, chapter 12 and verse 12. What we are to pray about? Well, first of all, the Bible says, with thanksgiving we are to let our requests be made known unto God. We are to be thankful, and when we make our decision, and when we are afflicted, we need to have God's direction, and we need God's help. In regard to decisions and our seeking God, Proverbs tells us in 3, 5, and 6, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all of thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And Micah tells us that the Lord requires to us to love mercy, to do justly, and to walk humbly with our God. So when we think about things that we are to pray about, we are to give thanksgiving unto God, and we are to pray in making decisions. In a time of affliction, and that's not always some physical condition or sickness, but we are afflicted in other ways as well. But in our afflictions, we are to pray. James instructs us that in James 5:13. And when we are in distress, we are to pray for others also, for they need our prayers, and we need one another's prayers. And we're instructed to pray for the sick. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. And so these are rules that we are to live by. They are instructions given in the Word of God. And we are to pray for all saints, the Bible tells us. And again, we need one another's prayers. Now, let us look at verse 59 of our text today. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. We are to look at ourselves. Yes, we are to look at ourselves, not in a selfish way, no, but we are to examine ourselves. I thought on my ways. Let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. James, or Paul said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 4. And in his second letter to the church at Corinth, Paul said, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5. And I've mentioned before in speaking on this thought of our examining ourselves, we need to give ourselves an honest examination. Don't blame yourself for something you're not to blame for, and don't excuse yourself for something that you are responsible for. So whenever we think about examining ourselves, we need to give ourselves an honest examination, and we need to face facts just as they are. And if we see we're lacking on some part, we need to get to work on that and correct it. So we are to prove ourselves, examine ourselves, and obey the rules that Christ has laid down for us. Now, number four, be quick to obey. And we look at Psalm 119, verse 60 and 61. In our lesson text today, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. So let us be quick to obey the word of God. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. I have not forgotten thy law. The Bible teaches us that God's commandments are not grievous, but they are for our good. And if we hesitate, we come to the knowledge of the truth on something and we hesitate, we are giving Satan the opportunity of trying his best to defeat us. And so I say, be quick to obey God. Be quick to walk in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, will cleanse us from all sin. And again, the Lord said, his commandments are not grievous. They are for our good. Move forward, even when the difficulties of life would seem to push you back. And I'm sure that if you have been a Christian very long, you have felt that pushing power against you, endeavoring to keep you from doing what you should do. So we need to move forward, even when the difficulties of life would seem to push us back. And there will be difficulties. Everything in the Christian life is not all roses or easy. We're not going to sit down in a rocking chair and rock our way to glory. God gave us an armor, according to the Apostle Paul, and he gave us that armor so that we could fight the good fight of faith. Yes, living for Christ, obeying the rules of Christ, will require us putting forth an effort. As I mentioned in the beginning of the message, we must be determined. We must be more determined than Satan is. And if we are determined and we stick to our determination, then Satan will be defeated. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So Paul said in Philippians 3:14, I press. And that carries with it the thought again of having to put forth an effort and being determined. Again, there's an enemy that would press against us. There's an enemy that would try to throw roadblocks in our way. So we must do as Paul said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Now, don't think because of what I am saying now that it's a hard thing to be a child of God. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And the scripture tells us the way of the transgressor is hard. But we cannot deny the fact that there is an opposer in the world, and he'll do his utmost to defeat us. And therefore, we must press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. So we read in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 7. Let me read that verse again. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. The tree of life is Christ. No, I know there was a tree back in the garden. It was a tree of life, and it was a tree of knowledge and of good and of evil. But in reality, Christ is the tree of life. That's why he told the people that you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. And they said, well, some of them said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear it? And they went away and followed him no more. And he turned to his disciples and he said, will you go away also? And this time Peter, the quick-spoken one, spoke the truth. He said, where shall we go? To whom shall we go? You alone have the words of eternal life. Now, let us not be weary, Paul said in Galatians 6:9. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Again, this verse of Scripture carries with it the thought that we must put forth effort, that we must fight, and we must be determined. And again, by God's grace, we can overcome. The Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Christ has never lost a battle. He never will. And if we will allow Him to guide and direct our lives, and we will obey His commandments, obey His rules, He will give us the power that we need to be an overcomer. Now, be thankful for what you have, including the truth, talking about things that we are to be able to pray for and to be thankful for. Be thankful for what you have, including the truth. I will arise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteousness. And that's verse 62 in our text today. What price do you put on truth? How much do you value truth? We read in Proverbs, buy the truth and sell it not. Many times in quoting that verse of Scripture, I say, put up the sign, not for sale. Buy it, and then put up a sign, not for sale. Truth is more valuable than anything else that you might mention, for it is by obeying the truth that we are saved and have the privilege of being a part of the family of God. And it is truth that will enable us to make heaven our home. Jesus said that we should obey, if we were going to be His disciples, then we should be obedient to Him, and that we should do His will. And if we would be His disciples and do His will, He said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Error binds. Truth is what liberates. Now, again, I ask you, how thankful are you for the truth? Buy it, sell it not. For life, physically and spiritually. For food, clothing, home, family, saints, salvation, the Comforter, to name just a few things that we need to be thankful for and we need to be quick in obeying the commandments of the Lord for. In everything, by thanksgiving, for this is the will of God concerning you. 1 Thessalonians, in Paul's writings to the church at Thessalonica. So be thankful for what you have, including the truth, and many, many other things that we have. For life, yes, life is a gift from God, physical and spiritual. And God is the one that sends the rain upon the fields and the sunshine that causes the crops to grow so that we can have clothes or so that we can have food. And it's good to have clothing and a home and a family, and above all, salvation, and the precious Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to abide with us forever. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. His glorious judgments are for us to live by. Yes, notice again, verse 62, at midnight, I will arise and give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. Now, do not be afraid of the world. Notice verse 63. I am a companion of all them that fear thee and of them that keep thy precepts. Do not be afraid of the world and do not be a friend to the world. I am a companion of all them that fear thee. There are those in the world who would persuade us to do wrong. And there are those that would corrupt our lives by their evil deeds. But the psalmist said, I am a companion of all them that fear thee. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. So Paul said in 2 Corinthians 6:16, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Ephesians 5 and 11. And James said, he that is a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So be thankful for the righteous judgments of God and be a doer of them. In conclusion, the earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. And that's verse 64 of our text today. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16. God's rules are the good way. Jeremiah said, look for the good way, and God's ways are the good ways. And when you find them, Jeremiah said, walk therein. And in doing so, you'll find rest to your souls. So God's rules are the good way, and they will give you rest for your soul in this time world and in the world to come, eternal life. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today, for we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We are thankful that you've been a part of our congregation today. Trust the service has been a blessing. If so, why not let us know? Our mailing address, The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. We invite you to be with us in our services. They are broadcast live Sunday morning, 20 minutes before 11, Sunday evening at 6, Wednesday evening at 7. Again, our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Avenue Craig. We thank you for the privilege of bringing the gospel to you today, and we invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
My friend.